Well, hey everybody, my name is Josh Erickson, and I have the privilege of being with you for this online service for Park Ridge Presbyterian Church. And we are so grateful to be spending the time with you whenever you might be enjoying this online service. As we say every time we gather, we hope this time is a blessing to you. And if you haven't done so already, we encourage you to subscribe to our YouTube channel so that you can stay up to date with all the things that we publish through our channel. Well, we are going to continue our conversation of what it looks like for the fruit of the Spirit to become more alive in each one of us, and how when we pursue this, we live in the way that God wants us to live, not just for the benefit of ourselves, but for the benefit of others. Well, like I said, I hope our time together is a blessing, and we're grateful to have this time with you. Can you be patient when it matters most? Like, when it really matters? Because when we think about being patient, I think oftentimes we think about things like, can I really wait long enough for the water to boil? How many times did I check my watch or phone when I'm waiting for the train? Or do I have the patience to watch my six-year-old tie their shoes before I swoop in and do it for them? Now, that's an important kind of patience in many ways, but there is not that kind of patience when we think about the kind of patience that we hope will emerge when God is working through us. The kind of patience that God hopes that will emerge in us is part of the fruit of the Spirit that God hopes will come alive and grow in the people who are pursuing becoming more devoted followers of God and more devoted followers of Jesus. Now, in particular, as we've been exploring these past couple of weeks, there's this sense that God wants this particular sense of living and being to emerge in us, and those are what we call the fruits of the Spirit. They're found in the book of Galatians, and they're written there about the life that God wants for us by the Apostle Paul. Now, we've been exploring a couple of these, and today we're going to go deeper into this question of being more patient as an evidence of God being at work in us. And when we see that word, or read that word, or hear that word, patience, we do think about those ordinary kinds of just trying to abide our time so things come to pass. But that's not what it speaks about here in Galatians. That's a much deeper sense of what God is hoping for us when love and God's peace and hope takes root in us and the Spirit emerges in us. The kind of patience that is being talked about here in Galatians is a kind of patience where we are able to remain courageous and calm and resilient and cheerful when we're facing hardships or stress or grief, when we face provocations in our lives. So the kind of patience here that is being aspired to when God is coming alive in us is, again, that kind of being able to remain courageous, cheerful, and resilient when we're facing hardships, stress, or grief, or have provocations in our life. I mean, to me, that's a big difference than just being able to wait long enough for the water to boil so you can make some mac and cheese, right? Or testing yourself to see, did I keep my phone in my pocket long enough so I'm not addicted to my phone? Because what's different here is the kind of patience that God hopes will emerge in us is not just to benefit ourselves, but to benefit others. Because the end result is being able to do what? To be courageous, helpful, and resilient in the face of challenges that we're facing. And when we're facing those, we do want to pursue and make our way through those for our own sake. But isn't it true that really who we're worried about in those spaces as we face those moments of hardship are the other people in our lives? We want to help them get through those moments. Because when we think about what it means to be courageous, cheerful, and resilient, that isn't exactly about what we go through, but it's what we can do for others in those moments. And that's a beautiful kind of patience that needs to emerge in and through us. So let's make sure we're tracking this through. The kind of patience, I know I'm kind of being a little repetitive here, but the kind of patience God wants for us to have more and more of is the kind where we're courageous, cheerful, and resilient when we face challenges. Now, courage is the ability to face down the fears that we have and be able to move through those tough situations. Being cheerful is a sense of pursuing happiness, but it's also that sense of optimism and belief that things can and will get better. And being resilient means that we're able to respond to the challenges that we're facing and be able to get back up and face another one. And when you think about courage in the face of challenges, or being cheerful to a level of optimism that things will be better, or that sense of resilience that we can face challenges and face another one, We do that for ourselves, but really those are lived in service of others. And when we understand that that's what we're pursuing for the sake of being able to face the hardships, the stress, the grief in our lives, we want to think about how we do that for ourselves. But really, when we do that for others, it's what God wants us to be thinking about. Because God is for us, and Jesus is for us. And that's not for themselves. And so if God's for us and Jesus is for us, that means we need to be for others as well, as best we can in our lives. And what that means is that we need to focus on building our courage, our optimism, our resilience, our cheerfulness in the ordinary times of life, so that when we face those difficult times, we're ready to go. We have the reserves that we need because we want to be able to pursue helping people survive and thrive in every kind of instance. Now, remember, this is a lot like somebody who says, well, I want to run a marathon, but I've been sitting on the couch for years. You don't just all of a sudden get up and are able to do a marathon. You have to take steps. Same thing for all of us. We can't just say, I want to be patient when it matters most and be full of all kinds of distractions and provocations and hardships and stress and grief all the time. We need to make sure we have a reserve in our hearts and our minds and our bodies so that when it matters most, we are able to be people with courage and resilience and optimism. So when we think about doing these for others, I think it helps us better understand what this looks like to emerge as we go forward. In particular, like with courage, facing difficult circumstances or challenges, if we back ourselves away from the things that we can back ourselves that are challenging, try to stay into places where we're not always extending ourselves, then we can build up that sense of being able to face challenges. And maybe this is a spot where we got to recognize that it takes just more life, taking more steps, being a little bit older to have more perspective, that we understand what has gravity and what doesn't. And then we simply are able to face challenges with more maturity. And that helps the people who are potentially younger than us. And that's important that we just grow in some of this over time. Now, being more cheerful and choosing to be optimistic is something that we can do. There is a part of life where we have options about how we view things. We can cultivate this in our lives. If you're like, I'm never cheerful, then you might want to ask yourself, can I see things from a different vantage point and be more optimistic? Recently, my kids like kind of tricked me and they said to me, hey dad, this glass, is it half full or half empty? And I know they were trying to figure out if I'm being optimistic. And I said, it's half full. Sometimes we have a choice about these things, but if we practice being optimistic in the ordinary times when things aren't so challenging, then we have a chance to be optimistic when they are. When we're facing things that we didn't see coming, but we say we can make it, we can overcome it. That's the kind of optimism that leads to the patience that helps us to survive the hard times. And it's also important to be resilient. I think one of the ways that we can focus on resiliency in being able to bounce back from challenging circumstances is to create a little more margin in our lives so we're not on edge all the time. One of the challenges in our modern life is that we have access to information all the time. And many of us have these smartphones that are very distracting and very disorienting at times. But one of the things we can do is make sure that we have less distractions and find ourselves less sucked into the things that we don't need to be worried about all the time. Because there are things we do need to be worried about. There's things that we need to be mindful of, but we don't even be notified about those all constantly all the time. This is just a super practical suggestion that can lead to being less sucked into those things, which can build up margin and resilience, is to turn off more notifications. It's really simple. Sometimes it's hard to do, but I have personally zero notifications on my computer, which is a personal choice. And I have minimal notifications on my phone or bubbles, because what that means is I have to proactively choose to engage with that information as opposed to having it sent to me. So I get notifications from my phone, my text messages, and the Chicago Cubs. Because, you know, you do need hobbies, right, in life. But that limits it to making sure that I'm not always sucked in to those things that maybe cause stress or suck me in to being worried about something that I don't need to be worried about at every particular moment. Because when we look at all this cumulatively, it helps us to build those capacities that help us to actually be patient when it matters most. Maybe this will help draw it home a little bit further. One of the things that I get to do and my wife gets to do is we're assistant baseball coaches on our son's travel team. Now, you might be thinking like, oh, that means they're nuts. And the fact is that we are our local team, and so we're only kind of nuts. We don't do any overnights. But one of the things we talk about with our team is asking them, can you perform under pressure? In particular, it's like, can you be patient at the plate? Are you able to quiet your mind? Are you able to quiet your body? Are you able to focus on what you need to do to swing that bat, to do the most difficult thing they say there is to do in sports, is to hit that ball with that small bat? What that comes from is being able to be focused, to be able to be courageous and resilient up at the plate. And the kids and the players that are able to do that the most are able to have the outcome they want. Now, that's just a metaphor that I hope can help us illustrate what it looks like to be patient in our lives. If we want to have the kind of patience that God hopes we'll have, we will be people who are able to be courageous and optimistic and resilient in the ordinary times so that we can be there for others in the most difficult of times. God is there for us in the difficult times, and God is counting on us to be there for others in their difficult times. Would you please pray with me? God, we are grateful that you are with us and that you are for us. In particular, we're grateful for this because it means that you show us that you want us to be living for others just like you have lived and exist for us. God, as we seek to be people who are growing in our patience, help us to be able to withstand and hold back in ordinary times, but also to make sure that we are able to stay courageous and cheerful and resilient in the most difficult times too. God, help us to have that kind of patience that transcends into those difficult times where we don't know what to do, so that we're able to be there for people when they need us most. God, we thank you that you are a God who inspires us to have your love and your hope take root in us so that we see more evidence of your presence in our lives. God, we ask that this be growing in us so that the fruit of your Spirit is evidenced in us more and more. We pray this in your name. Amen.